Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to The Command Center.
No, buddy. 7 years bad luck.
Hello and welcome to From the Command Center, the podcast, a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. I am one of your hosts, TFJ on the mic, and joining me is the Super Sentai guy, Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's nice to have you back after the Dragonzord spit you out.
Sorry about that. I had to fix something in the gullet, and then he wasn't too happy. Seriously, do you realize how hard it is to fix a Dragonzord while he's in the middle of battle?
So we have Spada here, and we don't have Scotty this time around. I think it's Scalamity Scotty Day.
Seriously, the email we got from Scotty was pretty good.
Yeah, and we can't even reveal it on air. It's just that stupid, and it's not really a personal issue with Scotty, but it's one of those things where just life happens, and it's like, oh my god, I cannot believe that.
It's like, it's facepalm-tastic.
Yeah,
and it's nothing Scotty did. It's just situations that he's got to deal with.
No, it's just a situation that he found himself in. Oh god.
So Scotty, if you're listening, we feel for you, man.
Yeah, it's like this happened again, and then this happened again. So we are here to do commentary on Calamity Kimberly, and people might be scratching their heads at their iPods like, why are they doing commentary on that episode? Well, because at age 13, I had a huge crush on Amy Jo Johnson, and this is just a hilarious episode in general. It really is. And I'm trying to, at least in this first season, I don't know how we're going to go forward for season two and season three, but that's something we'll talk about once we get there. But for season one, I tried to get at least one episode per the six Rangers. And yes, I say six because Tommy is the sixth Ranger. Because that way I can use all six colors in the banners on the post and the website. So, all right. Well, you're going to hear the Mighty Morphin sound effect. And then after that, we will get into the commentary. And I need to use the bidet.
Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! You racially inexplicable Power Rangers! So, in all honesty, this was all filmed in California, wasn't it? Like, the original season. We know they moved to New Zealand in later seasons, especially when Disney took over.
Yeah. I think it was. I mean, they all pretty much have a California type of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I know that the command wasn't it you that said the command center outside
location
was in the California desert somewhere?
And I think this is the only time we actually see one of the Rangers inside their home, other than like Billy's garage.
Garage, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I have never fallen out of bed in the morning.
I did once, but I was already awake. This is going to sound so stupid. Transformers Animated Season 3, when Shockwave finally revealed his true colors. Mm-hmm. I nearly just fell right off the bed. There have been times where you have that dream where you're falling on a cliff and you go to, you know, to like wake yourself up, you know, and you feel like you're falling. And so I've had that kind of dream before, but yeah, actively because you're having a bad day falling out of bed. No.
Wait. You're in the whatever.
Uh-oh, 7 years bad luck.
No. Oh God,
For a second there, I thought that was Spawn.
I would not want to wake up to Babu outside my window.
No. Now that's cool. I don't think I've seen the clay monsters, like, in that form really do anything.
Oh no, they in previous episodes they've done stuff.
Okay, I don't remember.
Wait a minute, he was working on... I hate the way they cut that stuff, because he's working on one model in one shot, and then he's working on Pudgy Pig in another. And... Kachoom, kachoom.
I was going to say, that monster that appeared, it's like, hey look, it's Power Rangers Samurai, 20 years too early.
Notice how her binder isn't wet.
Yeah. What they probably did is, in the shot outside before she walked in, they probably just drenched her in water.
Yeah, her backpack isn't wet either.
Yep.
Oh no, the guy I like. Hey. Like for real?
Her binder's not wet yet. There's muddle over her homework.
Yeah.
Oh, the inconsistencies of Power Rangers, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh.
Focus go. You know, they have to be the. Oh, wait, janitor mopping the floor. What could possibly go wrong here? Oh, yes, that's such an insult. Banana brains. Worst janitor ever.
Slip and slide. Worst slip and slide ever.
Yeah.
Man, Megatron's got to be pissed at Bulk taking that
Yeah, poor Bulk.
buckethead.
First he pisses off Tommy, then Megatron.
Yeah, really. Surprised Tommy just doesn't blend into the forest with all the green he
No.
wears. And technically, she's not even really wearing any pink.
There's spots of pink.
So basically, it's a granite dress.
Yes, and apparently she can't walk either. How? Wait, they're in the middle of a park, yet he's next to a building.
Nuts.
Oh, brother.
Man, that wind really blew him over.
Hello, fisheye lens.
I know, yeah. Fish Island's flair. Wait, J.J. Abrams had nothing to do with this show.
Ah, okay. So the building that's the command center, it is called the House of Book, and it is a futuristically designed building on the Brandeis Bardin campus of American Jewish University. The building has been used in a lot of different television shows, including Power Rangers, Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny, Marilyn Manson's Dope Show, a video from The Lawnmower Man, I said Power Rangers, and Star Trek: The Next Generation.
What is Alpha working on? Oh, it's a lounge chair. Okay. It's a very futuristic lounge chair.
It is a lounge chair from space. We can see her in wherever she is.
You know, I gotta say, the whole time when she first, like this shot right here where it shows the walls of the jar, reminds me of the garbage chute from episode 4, A New Hope.
Oh, jeez. She's stuck in a sake bottle.
I gotta say, I really do love those fade transitions when they're in the little morpher. Their heads are in the little morpher things.
Oh yeah, and for the '90s, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was an awesome way to transition from each one. Oh my God, large squatting baboon! No, that should never happen.
He's about to drop a putty.
Stop being a putty pooper, Spada.
Oh! Demerits. You get demerits for that. Oh! I'm going to have the NSA hack you. That was just that bad. Actually, the NSA agent listening to this is probably cringing. Wait, whoa. Picture of them falling in the viewing globe, that was from the Sentai. Those were the characters on Sentai. Oh God, Fivesome. Oh God, Power Ranger Fivesome.
Yeah. Now, I assume when they're in the suits and they're doing the aerial stunts that they are on wires.
I don't know. Well, I can tell you the Sentai, well, the folks over in Japan seem to have nailed the wire art better than the American versions, but I think they've got, but now the production companies are the same, so they're a lot better.
Right.
You know, even as a kid, when I saw the Rangers, like in the scene we just saw with them in the American version of the outfits, even when I was a kid, I knew they didn't look right. I mean, look at those necks.
Yeah.
Wait, they're going to, you know, that actually might be, why don't they just drink her? Or I don't know, take a firecracker, drop it in the bottle and plug the bottle. Or, I mean, just a small firecracker at that size would take her out.
God.
Or a gun.
Yeah. You mentioned firecracker, and it makes me think of the example of Ronald Quincy from Armageddon. You put a firecracker in your hand, and you close your fist over it, it's going to burn your hand. You do it with your open hand, your wife's going to be opening your ketchup bottles for the rest of your life. Oh, God. But yeah, you're right. Why didn't they just...
Explosives don't work that way, but I'm not going to nitpick.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Explosive needles.
And they... Wait, their vehicles were in the background there.
Yes, they were.
You... whatever. Editing. I'm not going to... I'm going to kill you with this rake!
So I have a question here.
Yeah.
Samurai Fan Man... gets big because of Rita's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rita's wand, Rita's whatever the hell. The jar gets big, yet Kimberly remains small?
Other dimension. Secondary dimension with inside the bottle.
Damn it.
Or, you know, she could just be normal size inside the bottle. She's still stuck in the goddamn bottle.
But my point is, if everything with Samurai Fan Man got bigger regardless of second dimension or alternate dimension or whatever the hell, wouldn't she have grown with, you know, getting that power infusion? But I guess it's evil powers, and we all know how evil powers work. They don't work well with good guys, so as we'll find out.
Well, no, she's probably still in the bottle proportionate to the size of the bottle, so she probably got bigger, but she's still stuck in the goddamn bottle, being the same size as she was when comparatively. And hey, those are the toys they're blowing up.
Did you see the Tyrannosaurus basically fall flat on his face?
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, God. Oh, I should not have eaten Applebee's.
I had one too many Taco Hells last night, ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
Those spicy quesadillas went right through me. Alpha, do you have any space tomes? The Dragon Dagger, for all your indigestion needs.
All right, now, since you weren't here for episode 35, what is your overall... I mean, I know you enjoy it, but like when you first saw Dragon Zord in Green with Evil Part 5, what are your thoughts as he's coming up out of the water here?
Mecha Godzilla, yes, there must be more! Give me more Dino! Oh, Dragon Caesar or the Dragon Zord, just, it's still, to this day, one of my all-time favorite Zords ever. I mean, you had a giant mechanized Godzilla that was awesome. Yeah. How much happier could you make a kid who is a god who grew up on Godzilla? I mean, seriously.
Yep.
Oh, still one of my favorite Megazords. I've yet to get a hold of a Dragon Zord.
Really? You don't have one?
I used to have one years ago, but I sold it because I was dumb and needed money.
Now, wait a second here. He was not holding that when...
No, it just blinked into existence. He just, you know, he pulled a Beast Wars. He just reached behind his back and pulled it out of his ass.
Cool. She automorphs. That's interesting.
Oh, God. She's from the Dark of the Moon toy line?
At least I didn't do an Animorphs joke.
That's true.
Oh, man. You know, the whole time I'm watching the T-Rex do battle before they morph, or before the Zords change here, I'm thinking, it's a T-Rex with tiny arms. I'm thinking of Rex from Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
But my arms won't reach.
You know, to this day, I still don't know where the hell they're sitting in those Zords. I mean, it's obviously a cockpit, but you
Isn't
look at the Zords.
Be the heads of each of the animals?
I guess, but if you look at the toys, or if you look at any of the things we see here on screen, you don't really see any of it. I guess there's, I guess it's the heads.
Yeah,
but that's kind of a bad place, especially for the T-Rex.
You'd think, yeah.
Megazord sequence has been initiated. You've got mail. Taste my tail, mother effer! Sparkle, 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 sparkle.
That's a fan firework right there.
You ever notice you never see the Dragon Zord doing flips through the air?
Yeah. Oh, wow, we skipped the Titanus episode. I completely forgot that they had to go search for that thing.
Eh, it was just like an RPG side quest. I'm sure you... I don't know, did you guys talk about the New York... Was it New York Comic Con? Where they announced the new anniversary Dragon Zord and Dragon Dagger?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, it's been hinted that we're going to be getting an anniversary Titanus as well.
Oh, okay.
So that means we're going to get an anniversary Ultra Zord at some point. I can't remember. Whose house is that? Is that Billy's or is that Trini's?
I think it's Billy's.
Oh, God, 90s television. How the the hell is he so dirty?
I don't know. He must be working on that flying car of his. Herbie the Flying Bug.
Herbie the Flying Bug. Ugh. Okay, if a TV does that, that's seriously problematic. There's nothing funny about that. I mean, right. that could potentially kill somebody.
Oh, the outtakes and the bloopers. I forgot about that. They just showed the, how much has this changed? Damn. We skipped a number of episodes between Green with Evil Part 5 to this, and wow, did this outro change. Because this, I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe this was always like this, but whatever. All right, that's going to do it for the commentary track. We'll be back with final thoughts and everything else after this.
50 years ago, a little old man brought his little blue box to a junkyard, and now Doctor Who is a cultural phenomena worldwide. Join the Geekcast Radio Network and Mark Who 42's Whoniverse as we review Doctor Who episodes past and present, discuss the Doctor's friends and enemies, see where the Doctor's been, where he is, and where he's going. Sit back and grab a jelly baby and join Mark Who 42's Hooniverse. It's the ride of this and every other lifetime.
Fantastic.
Allons-y.
There you have it, folks. Calamity Kimberly. Overall, general thoughts? Rewatching this now?
That's not bad. The funny thing is, the whole thing with Kimberly is really kind of dumb, but I don't understand what was so calamitous about it other than she had a really bad day. Like, it wasn't like she had a spell cast on her. I think this is something that happens at some point. It wasn't like she was just kidnapped, and at some point all of the Rangers are kidnapped. But the fight scene was by far, like, the actual Ranger and the Megazord fight scenes were by far the best. I mean, they were great fight scenes.
Yeah, they were amazing fight scenes. I really enjoy this one. I guess you could say, if you really want to talk about the Calamity part with Kimberly, I guess her constantly having things happen to her, like one thing after another, after another, after another, it really kind of wears on a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like me dealing with 3.5-month-old bank crap that should have been taken care of 2 months ago. That's a discussion for another day. But, all right. So up next, in episode 37, next time when we reconvene, we start the two-parter, The Green Kendall. For now, I am TF2N Mike with
Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
May the power protect you.
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.